So we count our blessings, try to reconcile that we're always falling short of the last long mile. Are we getting closer to keeping it light? Are we getting closer to keeping it light?
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
Listen to Scream Therapy, a show about the link between punk rock and mental health, hosted by me, Jason Schurz. I've been part of the music scene for more than 30 years. I was diagnosed with bipolar disorder, and my whole life was thrown sideways. As part of my recovery, I've slowly returned to the music that I love. Join me and my resilient guests for No Holds Barred conversations right here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Simon Fraser University, Thursdays at 12:30 a.m. And until then, take care and be well.
And welcome back to Roots and Berries here on CJSF 90.1 FM, Campus and Community Radio. In that set, we heard from Kathy Fink, Marcy Markser, and Chow Tien with Little Betty Ann, Kitchen Girl, and the Midu Mountain Song from their album From China to Appalachia. In the middle, Erica D. Ma, an artist from the Yukon who's got a new album out, the Sargasso Season, and a track called The Canyon. And then we heard from Red Chamber, an album that is, they're a Chinese all-girl band. Women playing Chinese instruments, playing bluegrass on their album Redgrass. And what is particularly sort of interest to that song is that it's a cover of a John Reichman tune called The North Shore. And they were here, Red Chamber was here, I don't know how long ago now, I didn't see it, I wasn't there, but they played at the Vancouver Community College with John Reichman, and there's some live footage of that concert on YouTube, but they recorded this John Reichman tune, The North Shore, which we heard on their album Redgrass. Oh my goodness. So very curious and interesting. I totally lost the song that I was going to play for you for this next set, which is why I totally feel not feel, but am probably coming across as very distracted. You know, you can plan and you can plan, and then it just turns out that things go a little haywire, and that's okay. We will go backwards in our process today, and we will hear from Wu Fei and Abigail Washburn to start this next set. We're going to hear a track that they recorded. This is Four Seasons here on Roots and Berries.
cherished each moment in this grisly fight. I washed in the blood of the Lamb. I washed in the blood. In the soaked in blood of the Lamb. Are you garments from the sunny white as snow? I washed in the blood of the Lamb.
Oh my goodness, I love that. They are the Ozaki brothers, and they, in 1957, introduced bluegrass music to the country of Japan. A couple of brothers who fell in love with bluegrass music, and they pioneered a movement of bluegrass music in Japan. And that is off an album called Till We Meet Again, which has a bunch of great songs. But when I saw that they covered Are You Washed in the Blood, that gave me just immense happiness, because it's one of my favorite gospel songs, and that's what we heard. Before that, we heard the Brothers Comatose with Jibing Chen playing the erhu, and a traditional Mongolian folk song called Horse Race. It ripped along, did it not? Yeah, it really did. Starting off the set, Wu Fei and Abigail Washburn, they released a beautiful album. It's a few years old now, but we heard Four Seasons off of it, and it's self-titled. So kind of an interesting show today, with some non-traditional instruments playing some quite traditional music. And we're going to, or I'm going to leave you with a track. I haven't even listened to it yet. We're going to listen to it together. I can guarantee that it'll be something great. These are friends of mine. They call themselves the Stanley County Cut-Ups, and they literally just dropped this this song called Petals and Permanence. What they say about it is that it features a rarely heard rumba rhythm, hearkening back to bluegrass golden age recordings that you might hear done by the Osborne brothers, Mac Wiseman, and Jim and Jesse. So here we go. This is Petals and Permanence from the Stanley County Cut-Ups here on Roots and Berries.
She seemed quite the same as
thanks for listening. This has been Roots and Berries on CJSF 90.1 FM. My name is Robin, and I will be back next week with another fresh pick of songs for our noon hour. If you missed an episode, you'll find audio archives and playlists for this program at cjsf.ca. Simply click on Roots and Berries in the program schedule. Happy Friday, and see you next week.